بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سفيان صخر بن حرب رضي الله تعالى عنه في حديث طويل في قصة هرقل قال هرقل: فماذا يأمركم؟ يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أبو سفيان: قلت يقول: اعبدوا الله وحده لا تشركوا به شيئا، واتركوا ما يقول آباؤكم، ويأمرنا بالصلاة والصدق والعفاف والصلة. متفق عليه. Still in this chapter of truthfulness, that a person should speak truth, the truth, and not only speaking, but he should be truthful in every aspect of his life. In this hadith, which is part of a lengthy hadith, and this was on the occasion when in the 6th year of Hijri, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent letters to the various rulers of the world, inviting them towards Islam. One of them he sent to Hirakal, who was the leader of the Christian people, and even he was the leader of the Christian empire. This was at that time in Syria. And when he sent this letter to them, at the same time Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim still at that time, in fact an arch enemy of Islam, he was there on business in Syria. And this ruler, Hirakal, and also very important to note, till that time and till much later, everything was ruled, even in the Christian world, by the church. There was nothing like the church is something separate and dunya is something separately. The church ruled even over all dunya matters, governing, ruling, etc. Even all types of knowledge, even dunya's knowledge, mundane, day-to-day things, like for example engineering, plumbing, all these things all were under the church. And this was in the case with the Muslim world also, afterwards when Islam came into existence. And it was just of late that in the Christian world they separated the two, and then it became separate. However, at that time, so Hirakal, who was their leader, he summoned Abu Sufyan, who was present there, and he was from Makkah Sharif. So he summoned him to the court to question him further about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He got the da'wah of Islam and he wanted to know more details about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He found out that there are some people from Makkah. And Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of that caravan, of that trade mission of the people of Makkah, and they had gone for their business there, so he called him. And further also, he was of that type of leader that he sat at one place and he made Abu Sufyan sit directly in front of him. And the rest of the Quraysh who were there, who had gone with him for business, he made them sit behind Abu Sufyan. And as he questioned Abu Sufyan, his eyes was on all that Quraysh also. So if Abu Sufyan speaks any lie, it will show on the faces of the rest of the Quraysh. So he gauged from here whether he's going to be speaking the truth or whether he is going to be lying. Also, a very important point here is that Abu Sufyan, as we will read the hadith, spoke the absolute truth. He was not only, he wasn't a Muslim, he was an arch enemy of Islam. But in those days, even those people, they would not speak a lie. They will just speak the truth. And in fact, this was just like when the Muslims migrated to Abyssinia and Najashi, the king, also questioned them. Then there also, the Muslims, when they replied, they were in a very tight spot. It would seem, according to our thinking, had they lied, they could have come out of that tight spot. But they spoke the absolute truth and Allah gave them great, great victory on that. Here also Abu Sufyan, who was here a non-Muslim, but he spoke the absolute truth, he did not lie one word. So that lesson also we learn from here, that he previously, even in non-believers, speaking the truth was a very integral part of their lives. And the hadith, and in his what he replied, he had explained that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst the many other things, he emphasizes, he teaches that you must speak only the truth. So just the translation of this hadith, which is the third hadith in this chapter of truthfulness, Abu Sufyan, Sakhr ibn Harb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in a lengthy hadith with regard to the instance of Hiraqal, he says that when Hiraqal questions him, he asks him, فَمَاذَا يَعْمُرُكُمْ, what does this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what does he command you people to do? What is his teachings? يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أبو سفيان, أبو سفيان replied, and at that time he was not a Muslim. He said, قلت يقول, I said that نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, اعبد الله وحده لا تشرك به شيئا. He says that worship only Allah and do not associate any partners to him. وَاتْرُكُوا مَا يَقُولُ آبَاؤُكُمْ, and give up that which your forefathers are saying, that is the worshipping of idols, that the idols will fulfill your needs, etc. Give that up. وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ, and he commands us to perform salah. وَالصِّدْقِ, and truthfulness. He commands us that in all our matters we must be truthful. وَالْأَفَافِ, and we should remain chaste. We should not be immoral and commit any immoral sins. Wasila, and that we should join family ties. So all the beautiful teachings of Islam, Abu Sufyan acknowledged also, and he told him. This hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif and in Muslim Sharif also. Inshallah, we will discuss there are very important points in this hadith that we have to take lessons from and take note of. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله.